This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. It's been a crazy spring and start of summer out of the land where we live. I'm sure I told you that earlier in the spring, a bizarre virus was killing cottontails and jackrabbits. Dead rabbits were common on walks in the grassland. Not a cheery thing, you know, when you're looking for cheery things, things to, you know, keep your spirits high. The rabbit death slowed and faded, and maybe there were just so many dead rabbits, the virus no longer had a job, but now it does appear to be gone. Then army cutworm moths started appearing. We hadn't had these numbers of army cutworm moths in many years, but the adults of army cutworms, the moths, showed up. And maybe we were just a stopover as they headed for higher elevations. Army cutworm moths invaded our home, looking for nooks and crannies and places to hide. They were outside, they were inside, dozens hiding in curtains, lift a book off a table, and they would fly off, try to read at night, and 50, 60, 70 would be on the ceiling, leave laundry on the line overnight, and moths flew from your jeans, your shirts, your underwear. It was charming. And our hot water heater, that's in an outside closet, moths smothered the pilot light twice. These army cutworm moths are also called Miller moths. Yeah, you know Miller moths. So while vacuuming Miller moths, vacuum cleaners and shop vacs are their weapons of choice, while vacuuming, you'll notice they excrete a reddish fluid that drips and runs down curtains and walls and windows. "It just doesn't get any better than this," I exclaimed as I sucked dozens of Miller moths into the shop vac. You know, if I were a bear in the woods, I would eat these Miller moths, searching the nooks and crannies of tree bark and forest litter for these protein-rich Lepidoptera. Well, they've moved on, to higher elevations, and I'm giving up the idea of maybe having a bear in the household. Hey, it's the season of Yucca Ilata blooming, the soap tree yucca. They're called soap tree yuccas because the crushed, pounded roots produce a soapy lather. But they're blooming, and their flower stalks are tall and full of white flowers. The yuccas themselves, Yucca Ilatas themselves, are quite tall. Oh, my gosh, 6, 8, 10 feet easily. It's sometimes much taller. And then you add this 6 or 8 foot tall flower stalk full of white flowers. It's just magnificent. Sometimes so many flowers that the stalks bend under the weight, under that floral load. Cool. The specific epithet yucca of ilata means tall. So here's a moth story I like to tell. The yucca flowers are pollinated by a moth, the female of a yucca moth called Tageticulata ilatella. Ilatella for the species of yucca she pollinates. If it was the moth of the mountain yucca madrensis, it would be Tageticulata madri. If it was Yucca baccata, that moth is Tageticulata baccatella. A different moth species for each yucca species. Very cool. So the hero of this story, our shiro, is a small creamy moth, a Tageticulata ilatella. She mates with a male. He wanders off. His job is done. Ms. Ilatella flies to a yucca blossom. She gathers pollen from the anthers. She has these special little limbs under her head, these little tentacles, and she has this sticky ball of pollen she stores under her little head. She goes to another plant entirely and to a flower of that plant. She goes to the pistil, the female part. The pistil is the ovary, the stylus, stigma. She goes to the bottom, to the ovary, and with her sharp ovipositor, lays her eggs in the ovary. Now she climbs up the style to the top, to the stigma, and she pushes some of her collected sticky pollen onto the stigma. This guarantees the pollination of the soap tree yucca. Over time, inside the ovary, moth eggs become larvae, little tiny worms, or caterpillars, I guess. And a seed develops, the moth larvae eat them, and some of the seed, not all of the seed. And soon the seed turns hard and black, and the well-fed larvae drop from the seed capsule to the ground where they burrow a couple inches deep and pupate. Next summer, a moth emerges from the earth. And my friends, glory, hallelujah, it starts over again. Yucca moths are the only pollinator of yuccas. No yuccas, no moths. No moths, no yuccas. Millions of years of evolution right before our eyes. Oh, my goodness. The desert is beautiful, my friends. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.